producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is the phone number, and it works Monday through Friday from, well, actually it works 24-7. But with me on the other end, or Manny on the other end, it works from noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So that's the best time to call, especially if you have something that you need to talk with me about, or clarification, or something you didn't understand, because you can certainly send me an email, and you can certainly get to me on Facebook, but the best way to clarify things is actually to pick up the phone and punch in those little numbers, and there you go. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I didn't understand something you said at the end of yesterday's show with a call. You told somebody that they were personalizing something. I can't remember what it was, but anyway, it made me kind of confused, because I tend to try to, when I get hurt feelings, I try to look at what I might be contributing, you know, what my self-responsibility is. And where's the fine line between me personalizing it and examining my self-responsibility in situations where my feelings have gotten hurt?
I mean, personalizing by definition is what you're doing. You're saying, okay, what did I do wrong here? And that's not a bad place to start, but it has to be balanced and offset also by the context of, well, what if this doesn't have anything specifically or personally to do to me? Well, there are two ways of looking at it. And the example that I usually use is that a bunch of years ago at Thanksgiving, I was, and Thanksgiving is a very emotional holiday because you're usually with family, and my family was very far away, and I was by myself, and I was invited to someone's house, and I knew the hostess, and that was it, and I was so kind of bereft, I guess, for lack of a better term, because I tend to be a pretty private person, and I don't, you know, if I'm going to share something with somebody, I usually share something that's fun and interesting, not something that's sad. And I was a little out of control because I was feeling far away from home and sad. And I said, the guys at work are really, you know, they owe me a lot of money, and they're not paying me, and I can't believe they're doing that because I'm such a nice person. And that was essentially, it probably went on for a little longer than that. It was probably a bit whinier, but that was the gist of what I was saying. And this guy, who I didn't know at all, said, oh, grow up. This has, you know, the business is war. This has nothing to do with you. And I was like, someone had thrown, you know, cold water on me, but he was absolutely right. And that's my example of the difference between personalizing something. I mean, I think we do need to take responsibility for our own behavior, but understand that sometimes you have to think about what the other person is trying to accomplish. And so, exactly as you say, Helen, it's kind of a fine line between, you know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. That what you need to do is think about what's the situation, what could, you know, what could be their motive. And again, trying to read somebody else's mind is a thankless task. But understanding that there are different ways of looking at the same issue. And from my point of view, it's, I'm a nice person. Why are they not paying me the money they owe me? From my sort of little truth teller at Thanksgiving was, it's business. If they don't pay you the money, they get to keep the money, which means they may or may not be bad people, but they may not have the money. And if they don't have the money, they can't give it to you. And if they can't give you the money, they're going to make it your issue, because that's easier than saying, look, kid, we're not very good businessmen. We don't have the money to pay you, because then you'll probably stop working for them, which makes the situation even worse. So for personalizing, there, what we need to do is, first of all, say, all right, what's the situation?
Uh-huh.
What's my responsibility in this? Are there other ways of looking at this data that may make it just as meaningful? Or is there a different way of understanding this? Because the problem about personalizing a situation, exactly as you say, which is your first statement, was you get your feelings hurt. Hurt feelings are very hard to climb beyond. So if instead of sort of taking it personally, what you say is, all right, what's the situation here? What could be their motive? What could be my motive? Are there other ways of understanding it so that I can be analytical and thoughtful about it rather than just emotional about it?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the idea is you can take responsibility, but hurt feelings don't get you very far. Hurt feelings should be the trigger that say, okay, why is this hurtful? What am I assuming is my problem? Is there another way of looking at this? Because, again, negotiating from the position of hurt feelings is going to be like me saying, I can't believe they're such bad guys because I'm such a nice person. Doesn't get any place. And once I understood that they, number one, probably didn't have the money, and so, you know, it wasn't whether I was a nice or unnice person. They didn't have the money. If they don't have the money, they're not going to pay me. And it would be nice if they just said, look, we would pay you if we had the money, but then I'm more likely to say, okay, well, if you don't have the money and you're not paying me, this is not a hobby. I'm going to stop doing this. So the idea is to, it's not so much not to personalize it, it's not to take it personally, which is a slightly different statement than personalizing it. If I were to look at this from an objective standpoint, are there other ways of looking at it other than the fact that they don't like me?
Mm-hmm.
And women tend, men are much better at it than we are. Men are much better when we say things like, I can't believe you do that to me, you know, when they don't call or something, say, well, I was busy. They don't say things like, I can't believe you're putting all this pressure on me. They just say, oh, I was busy. You know, so they're very good at depersonalizing. So as women, we probably have to take things slightly less personally and be able to look at things a bit more objectively. And men need to maybe take a little bit more responsibility on the emotional standpoint, and we'll have a perfect world.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then no one will ever call me again about anything. We've solved all the problems. Thanks, Ellen. 855-99-DR-JOY. That's actually a very good question. And, you know, Helen is right. If there's something I've said and you don't quite understand what I mean, don't assume that you didn't get it. Assume that I didn't make it clear, because that's my job, you know, to make it clear. And if I didn't, call me up and I'll see if I can't take another whack at it. So there was this article today, which I thought was a really stupid title, but with some very useful information in it. And it was talking about, which is sort of interesting because we were talking with my last emailer, about 50 Shades of Grey and about passion. All right, so this dude, whose name, I might as well give you his name because, well, I thought the topic was stupid. I thought he did a nice job of it. His name is Greg Lavoie. And he's written something called Vital Signs: A Nature and Nurture of Passion. Okay? But what he says, which sort of goes against what most of us believe, is number one, that passion can be cultivated. You can turn it on and you can turn it off. It says, you know, that basically it's an immediacy. You can't sort of have a 5-year plan about passion. So the idea is that it needs to be spontaneous. And his example was, that he was sitting with his friends, and one of his friends was saying, you know, we're not outrageous enough. And so this guy said, well, how would you become more outrageous? And so he rearranged his hair. And he said, I'd go to work like this. You know, the idea of doing something unexpected, doing something that's a little edgy, doing something a little impulsive, doing something that seems, as I said, a little risky, a little out of the ordinary. It's kind of like what we've been talking about for the last hour plus, which is the balance in our life of finding the difference between stress and comfort, and finding the difference between, you can't be passionate about everything. I'll tell you a quick story about that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. At one point, I was the alum counselor for Rice, for my college, university. And I just sort of felt like anybody who wanted to go there, I should help them to get there. And so I would write these glowing reviews of all these kids. And finally, after about my third year or something, there was this one kid who I felt would really do well at Rice. And they were not going to make it on the basis of just the paper trail. That they had, he had not bad grades, but he was a nice kid, and I thought, this is the kind of kid who will just blossom under these circumstances. But I'd used up all my adjectives. So when I really wanted to go to bat for somebody, I'd already used it up. So you can't be passionate about everything, but we'll talk a little bit more about passion, not having to do with 50 Shades of Gray, but 20 Shades of Brown, 5 Shades of Brown. That would be me, Brown. Get it? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Someone just sent me decadent desserts. They said that that basically February was chocolate month. I suppose because of Valentine's Day. But a lot of the things that people considered really good chocolate, like decadent, I don't particularly like cayenne chocolate and stuff like that. And just give me basic chocolate, maybe throw in some nuts, but, move away from my chocolate. Do not mess with my chocolate. All right, we were talking about passion. I need a little clarification on the name Manny before I put her on the air. Oh, you're still talking to her. Never mind. Okay. So we're talking about the idea of living a passionate life, and I think most of us would just as soon have at least a dollop of passionate life, and we're not necessarily talking about sex, although that certainly can be part of it, but they're talking about the idea that passion can be cultivated, and I think that's not usually how we think about passion. You think about it as either being there or not being there. Manny, is her name Saren?
That is what she told me, yes.
Okay, good, because I thought, well, maybe it's Sarah or maybe it's Karen, but we'll go with it. Saren, hopefully this is your name. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
That's an unusual name, because I was trying to decide if it was really Karen or Sarah, but it's Saren, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a family name?
It is, yes.
All right. Well, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just wondered if you could tell me what you do. I mean, we have I have children that are just in kindergarten now, and their dad works, you know, full time job as an engineer, and okay. I'm trying to work part time.
Okay.
And I'm running up against the fact that they're either sick or there's snow days or there's so yeah. It's really hard for me to feel like I can be reliable in this part time position because. I'm like running out for different things.
Does your husband have? Does he have any flexibility in terms of his time or anything? For example, do you work Monday through Friday part time, or do you work a couple days full time? What's your schedule at this moment?
I mean, right now I'm just working Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from like 10 to 1. I mean, it's not a lot.
Okay.
It's not a huge chunk
okay.
of time.
Okay. Is it possible that your husband could be available maybe two of those days to, it's only half a day, 2 days a week. Does he have any flexibility over his schedule?
Well, right now he seems pretty swamped at work, so that's part of the problem.
Before we write that off,
okay.
I mean, is it possible that he could work out of the house 2 days a week? Because, look, you've got Tuesday and Thursday on your own. One of the possibilities, depending on what kind of work you do,
mm-hmm.
is to do, instead of doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, half days, to do Monday full day, Wednesday half day, and then not Friday, which instead of giving you 3 days that you're really spoken for and 2 days that you're not, it switches that around. If
okay.
he can be available one of those days, then you're really only on call 1 day a week.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying? All right, so
yeah.
That's one possibility of seeing whether or not you can combine some of your part-time work so it's only 1 day.
Okay.
And so that you're really only 1 day is really the difficult day, and the half day that is the other time you're working, that he might be able to do that. He may be able to go in late. He may be able to work from the house. He may be
okay.
able to do 4 days a week, because more and more places are allowing people to do things like that because it's in their benefit as well. And so that means that you're really only on call that for 1 day a week. And that's going to change everything for you. It means he's only on one call, on call for half a day, 1 day a week.
Okay.
Which means that you're going to be covered a much greater percentage of the time. And it also has the huge advantage of having him more involved with the kids, of him understanding a bit more what your life is like, of the kids seeing him as a co-parent more than just you're the one who's always there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives him some respite from work. And he may view his work a little differently because he's able, I mean, Wednesday mornings may be his favorite day of the week. He gets to get up with the kids and he gets to sleep a little later and he gets to work from the house and yada yada. So, and it may even be that he can have 1 day. So instead of him just being available on Wednesdays from 9 to 1, he may be available Mondays, let's say,
mm-hmm.
all day. He just works from the house, which means that you're only on the hook for Wednesday morning. So talk with him about it. Not, look, I need some help about this, but have you thought about this? Could you do half a day, 1 day a week? that you could either work from home or work from, and you may not have to do it very often. It's only when there's a snow day or doctor's appointments, or and because both of you then have basically four interrupted days, you're going to be able to schedule things more easily. So that's number one, is getting dad involved, because he has a vested interest. Second is, if you can't get dad involved, mm-hmm. see if you can find either somebody else who's working part-time, and that you sort of fill in for each other, so that if, you know, hopefully everybody's sick, kid doesn't get sick on the same day, but let's just make an apocryphal next-door neighbor or your office mate or something, that you're working Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she's working Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, so if her kid gets sick on one of those days, that you can fill in for her and vice versa.
Okay.
Because basically what I'm saying is you need some backup plan. You may be able to get a mother or mother-in-law involved. You may be able to find a high school kid or a college kid, more likely, because they're going to have a little more flexibility over their time. And the idea is that you might put them on retainer or something of that sort. Or another mom who's got school-age kids. You may be able to talk with other moms in kindergarten that says, look, when your kid's sick, you know, I'll fill in for you if it's a Tuesday or Thursday, and you can do mine on Monday, Wednesday. So let me just kind of reiterate with you, don't feel like you're locked into a schedule, and you can always ask. You don't have to demand, but you can you can see that there gets to be all sorts of flexibility if you can get husband to do even half a day, one day a week, and it's not going to be every week, because kids aren't going to get sick every week. It may be two or three times during the year, but take some of the pressure off of you of, oh my God, what do I do? A snow day could be really fun for him, and you know, maybe for you as well as for the kids. Getting a mother or mother-in-law as a backup, getting another mom doing some of it. But and if you can combine, I've told before, when I started working, my daughter was about, well, I was always teaching from the time she was born on, but when I decided I really needed to have to get back into practice, instead of doing 5 days a week, I did 2 days. And in those 2 days, I saw basically about 9 to 10 hours of clients in those 2 days. And a 20-hour caseload is basically nearly a full-time caseload. And I did all the paperwork at home, and I got in early in the morning, and I left late at night. They were two fairly exhausting days, but they were only 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to five. So I was only, I was only responsible, and I really did negotiate with my daughter's dad to do half of them Friday afternoons, that he would be responsible. So see if you can think about it in these kinds of ways. If you want to talk about it, someone can put you on hold. But I think the clue is just saying to your husband, look, can you be available for half a morning, one day a week in an emergency? And he's going to say, well, I work. But the idea is working out of home. Let me put you on hold. You can think about it if we need to talk some more. I'm here. Diane, you'll be next after Sarah, and I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely good idea. 855-993-7569. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you, madam?
I'm doing great up here in New Hampshire with too much snow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. I was talking with somebody who was in Florida yesterday, and they said they were coming to New Hampshire, and you guys had like 34 inches of snow or something.
Oh, yeah, we have way more than that now.
Oh, dear. And I think it's supposed to rain, or it's supposed to snow next week, I think, too, isn't it, for like 3-4 days?
Yeah, another major one coming. But anyway, I'm calling to give another bucket list place to visit geographically.
Okay.
You mentioned Grand Canyon, which is a totally awesome place. I would also suggest Bryce Canyon for anyone that hasn't been out west. And there's a driving tour called the Grand Circle Tour, and you take in 10 canyons, and it's absolutely breathtaking.
Is that a Bryce or someplace else?
it's Bryce is included, but it's 10 canyons all together. So, you know, if you took a couple days or a week and drove to all the different canyons, and it's just another world out there, and I would recommend it to anybody.
How would somebody find out about details about that? It just called
just Google it in the day of the computer. Just Google Grand Circle Tour.
Okay.
Nevada, maybe, or out west.
Put Canyon Tour there. Maybe do a Grand Circle Canyon Tour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But we did it about 10 years ago, and I'm definitely going to go back and do it again. It was just, like I said, another world from out here in the east.
That's true. That's true. Well, you forget that that East Coast mountains are very old, so they're kind of sloping and gentle, as opposed to West Coast, which are much newer mountains and they're craggy and the water, and I mean, it's just like you said, it's a completely different world. It's almost like a different Mother Nature.
Oh, it sure is. I know we when we were out there at one of the canyons, we were speaking to one of the Pueblo Indians who was doing pencil art out there. And actually did us a drawing to keep, which was very nice of him. But he said he had been back here to Boston once in his life, and he said that he'd never come back again. And it was too claustrophobic.
For people who are used to, I had my in-laws lived in Los Alamos, and they would think nothing about driving to Denver to go grocery shopping or to go shopping. And that's, what, about 4.5 hours. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
And in 4.5 hours, you can cover almost all the eastern seaboard. So.
Oh, I know. It's very different. So look it up and see what you think about it.
Fair enough. Have you been to, is it Carlsbad that's the ones, the stalactites and the stalagmites there?
Yeah.
Some of the ones that are in caves are not my favorite. I'm not a cave girl particularly.
Yeah, I have not made Carlsbad. It's on my bucket list, but I have been to other caves down South Kentucky way that have, you know, the stalactites and the stalagmites. Yeah. And I'm claustrophobic, but I make myself do it anyway, and it's just awe-inspiring.
Yeah, there's some of them. Remember, it's what, the mites go up and the tights come down? That's how you remember the difference between mites and tights.
I never heard that.
Yeah, the mites go up, the tights come down. I've also been in the catacombs in Rome, and that's claustrophobic as well. I lasted about 20 minutes in there. I've been in the Hoover Dam, Grand Coulee Dam, and that's all underground as well, and I lasted about 20 minutes in that. I think I might be able to do a better job of it now after September 11th. But, it's just not my thing. And I figure this is not, if I had to go save somebody in there, you know, I help my child, and I've done things in front of my child because I didn't want her to grow up feeling frightened about things. But if it's just for me and just for fun, I tend to think, maybe not this trip, maybe next trip. So.
Yeah, I would put Hoover Dam on the list as well, and I have been there, but I couldn't get the nerve up to go down inside, so.
Well, it's an alarming kind of thing because it's not only the claustrophobia, it's the sense of the water, you know, on top of you. Yeah.
Right,
I'm not, for those of us who are a little claustrophobic, I'm not sure that I would really recommend it. It's gorgeous. And you can go and you can gamble up there at the railroad junction and there are lots of things to do. But, and as I said, I lasted about 20 minutes, which I thought was really, it sweat down to my kneecaps, but we'll have to check out what'd you say? It's 10 canyons.
Yeah, Grand Circle Tour, Canyon Tour, yeah.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah, look it up and check it out and see what you think.
Now, have you been to Gettysburg and D.C. and things of that sort because you're on the East
Gettysburg.
Coast?
Oh, Gettysburg. I've been twice to Gettysburg, and I want to go back. I just, my husband loves history, and so do I, and just to stand there and imagine what it was like back then, you know,
It's really alarming because a lot of it was hand-to-hand combat. A lot of it, you know, was I mean, it just, and it, they were all Americans fighting each other, literally brothers fighting brothers. It was just a really alarming kind of situation. And they just put up a new visitor center there. And you can go and see the enactments of some of the battles. And it was really the sort of pivotal issue of the war to a very large extent. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was an awesome place. And I'll definitely go back there as well. And Washington, D.C., the museums, absolutely a must do.
I agree. I agree. All right. So there we go. So you can be our little West Coast maven as well.
Yeah, there
I mean,
you
look,
go.
And you should go to San Francisco and see. Actually, San Francisco is kind of fun, but go up to Mendocino. Have you ever been there?
Mendocino? No, I have not.
It's part of the logging roads in Northern California, and you go and you stand out on the rocks, and they're all, you know, we're talking about canyons, and these are, I suppose, canyons to be. The water comes underneath, and it looks almost like an old New England village, because that's
where
it was settled by whalers, and you go out and you stand on the rocks, and I mean, it's the most extraordinary way of experiencing the power of the Pacific. It's just an amazing kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have to put it on my list.
There you go. We're getting a bigger and we need bigger and bigger buckets.
There you go. I'm sure.
Thanks for your call, Matt, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Stay warm, yeah.
I'll try. Bye-bye.
855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-375-69. We're talking about passion and how to lead sort of a passionate life, which I think most of us would just as soon do, which doesn't necessarily mean sleeping with a lot of people and presumably doesn't have that involved at all. But the idea that you can kind of decide to be more passionate, you can decide to be more impulsive, more in the moment. The idea is figure out what keeps you from being passionate, where you sort of opt out, where you sort of settle, whether it's a job or a relationship, and see what you can do different about it. And remember that most of us, when we're starting a new job, feel excited about it. Most of us, when we're starting a new relationship, feel excited about it. There are lots of moments, and then we sort of either get in a rut or it's not what we expected to be. And so be aware of where that happens and how it happens. And to a certain extent, if you think about it, passion is really not knowing what's going to happen next, of really being a bit more vulnerable and taking the risk. That there's nothing less passionate than sitting on the sidelines to a certain extent, even though you can yell and scream about your team. But basically, they're the ones who are taking the risks. And so the idea being, it doesn't have to be doing stupid things. It's just what sort of makes you excited about something. And it could be something that I mean, are you feeling like if you make a lot of noise that that people won't like you, or that if you speak up, and if you become more involved and you become more passionate, you may find that people around you are responding in the same way as well. The best way to have kind of a dull life is to be dull, and surround yourself with dullness, and what you'll find is that everything seems just the same. And that's, I think, for most of us, what we want is, we don't want everything to be new and everything to be uncertain and everything to feel risky, because that's incredibly stressful. But it is the spice of our lives, and presumably we just soon have a little bit spicier life, yes? 855-99-375-69. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I listen
Hi, Linda.
To your podcast all the time, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
So today I was listening to a podcast from last week about a widow who was having a hard time getting rid of her husband's things.
Right.
And that happened to me as well. My husband died in September of 2013.
Okay.
After a long illness, and I was also the caregiver. And so then last year in September, all the kids came back. We had an unveiling, which means we laid the stone on his grave.
Okay.
And afterwards, we all came back to the house, and I brought out a huge shopping bag of all my husband's ties. And we always kidded him that he was the original metrosexual.
Let me put you on hold and come right back. I love the image. We're after the unveiling. We're back at the house. All the ties. Hang on. And we'll pick this up in just a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again?
This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. And for those of you who really love calling the last couple minutes of the hour, you can call now and I'll put you on next hour because I've got another hour to go. So I'm going to sort of outsmart you on this one, maybe. I know, I love calling the last minute. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Linda, who lost her husband a little over a year ago in September 2013. They had the unveiling a year later, and she's saying that she took a huge shopping bag and Polo's ties in it, and so that's where we left off. So, all right, so you're saying he's a metrosexual, so he had lots of ties?
He had, yes, an enormous number of ties, and really beautiful ties of all makes. And so I put them all out on the floor, and we all sat, and I said, pick whatever color you want that goes in your house, and you'll need 7 or 8 ties. And just that whole thing in itself was just so wonderful.
That sounds great. So what was the idea that they would make?
We were laughing about stories. We were crying about different stories. It was just wonderful. Then, so everybody picked 7 or 8 ties.
Now, how many kids, you had children and cousins and whatever?
Yep, 4.
So you had at least 28 ties. It sounds like there were more than that.
Yes, there were way more than that. I hate to admit, but...
Tell me how many ties.
I never counted.
Give me an estimate.
Oh, I would say 75.
See, I was going for 100, so
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, so let me ask you a question before we go on. The idea, you would take 7 ties, and what are you going to do, make them like a wall hanging or something?
Well, this is what I did. I took them to a quilter, and she made a pillow for each of them.
I love
like
that.
A throw pillow. I wish I could say this was my idea, but one of my daughters saw it on Etsy and showed it to me. And
that's fantastic.
But it was the most fabulous idea. And so now every night when I sit on the couch, I see that pillow. And it just brings back wonderful memories. And
that's a great idea. So men out there, go and buy some ties.
Well, you were talking. I mean, what spurred it was I heard a woman call in last week, and she couldn't get rid of anything of her husband's. And I think this was just a wonderful way of holding on to something.
That's a great idea. So, and how did you find the person who would do the pillows?
I was kind of interested in quilting, and I had taken a few classes at a local store, and they gave me the name of someone who gave more in-depth lessons. But this was not something that I ever wanted to tackle. I mean, I wanted it to look nice and be something that we would all want to have on our
house. As opposed to, one year I made those stocking monkeys for Christmas for everybody.
Yes, yes.
Only once. Blood all over everything. They all look like awful. Everybody hated them. So, I think getting someone to do it. But that's it. So you need 7 ties and make a pillow.
Yes, or even more. On some of them, like for my son, I had a sweater that he had given my husband as a gift. And so I made that the back of the pillow.
That's great.
And then the ties kind of tied in with those same colors. And there were a few of them that we added extra material from the quilt shop. But this woman was just phenomenal, and each one was different, and each one was just really beautiful.
Did you take pictures of them?
I do have pictures of them, absolutely.
You can send them in. We'll put them up on the website for you, if you'd like.
I would love to.
Because it's such a great idea, and it occurs to me you could take, for example, some of the shirts or things of that sort and use the backings on them as well.
I think they had those on Etsy also, where you could take
But the ties, see, I thought you were going to just say everybody could take a tie and the men could wear them and the women could wear them as belts. But I love the idea of a pillow. I mean, that's just really brilliant.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Linda, it's a wonderful idea, and I'm sure every time manufacturer in America is saying that they're going to make you their poster child. It is a great idea.
Maybe I'll leave my address with Manny, and they can send me a percentage.
Good luck on that one, honey. But
I know.
Do send us a picture, and we'll put it on the website if you like. You know, because I think it's such a good idea.
I have it on my phone, so I only would know how to send it.
Yeah, I'll put. Well, if you've got a picture on your phone, what you can do is we'll just Manny. If she sends it to drjoy.com, will I get it?
I think you should.
Yeah, listen, try just sending that. You just take, you know, where it says picture, and then they'll just say, they'll have on the left-hand corner, they'll have text, an envelope, Facebook, share, whatever.
Okay.
And just hit the envelope and hit where it and says drjoy.com. And then it'll say, you know, it'll put a little X in any of the pictures you want to send, a little check mark, and then send it. And if it doesn't do it, then call us back and we'll give you another address to do it. But it should work.
Okay.
But that's I love that idea, and I'm sitting here looking at pillows and thinking, oh, what a great idea. I wonder if I should call my brother and see. My guess is because my father was colorblind. So all of his ties were maroon or black.
Oh.
So he never had, I mean, the idea of a yellow or a blue or a green tie, just he was colorblind. So everything was either maroon or black. I think he may have had, on a wild day, he may have had a gray one, but I'm not positive. I may have been making that up.
Okay.
But it's a great idea.
So while I have you on the phone, I sent an email last week about Eleanor Beardsley.
Okay.
Do you know who that is? Am I saying it right?
I don't know. Give me some hints.
Is that your sister's imaginary friend?
Oh, see, I just want to. It's not. It's
Oh, okay.
It'll come back to me in just a minute. No, it wasn't Eleanor Beardsley. I'm trying to think what it. See, now it was close enough that it'll go out of my head for a minute. But it'll come back.
Okay.
What, you know an Eleanor Beardsley?
No, I was. During that Paris incident a few weeks ago, I was listening to the Diane Reen show, and she was talking to the NPR reporter in Paris, and her name was Eleanor Beardsley. And I thought, oh, my goodness, for somebody who's always doing something wrong, she sure turned out okay.
Now I have to think about it. It'll come to me. I'm trying too hard, but it'll come to me. And I promise I'll mention it as soon as it comes back to me. But it was something. It was not Eleanor Beardsley, but good for Eleanor. This one. But I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Linda, thanks for your calling, and thanks. It's a great suggestion. I love the pillows. Thanks. Bye-bye. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.